Hello and welcome to A Day's Journey podcast. I am Yoshi Walker, your host. Welcome to another week of a great topic discussing Jesus, grief, and life. And I just want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad to be back for another week. This week's topic is how to hear from God. I don't know if I'll be led to continue to speak on it or if it's just for this week. But however, we're going to be discussing ways how to hear from God. So again, welcome back to another week. And also, please be sure to download, share, leave a review on Apple Podcasts so that these messages can reach more people. Again, if you have any questions, you may contact us at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about that Heal Out Loud Grief Journal that you can order from Amazon. It's filled with 160 pages of writing prompts, inspiring quotes, and comforting prayers and uplifting scriptures to provide that place for you to be encouraged along the way. And don't forget, if you purchased a book, to leave a review on Amazon and share your thoughts on how the journal is beneficial to your healing. Again, day by day, we are living this life out. And don't forget that God is greater than the grief that equals healing. So let's get into the episode. So we're talking about how to hear from God. And so when we discuss that topic or say that topic, you know, we're going to discuss how to listen for God's voice, how to arm yourself against the negative influences and things of this world, and just to know, you know, how do you speak to God and open those doors of communication by hearing him wholeheartedly. And so can you think of a time when you heard a voice other than God's, and how did you know it was God's voice? So do you know what confirmed that it was God's voice? Also, I want to ask, how do you consistently distinguish between God's voice and other voices? Is it your own voice or is it God's voice? So we all know that God can talk to us daily and speak to us daily. So hearing from God is very vital to our lives, to enjoying what his plan is for our lives and how to hear for him for direction and wisdom and guidance. And we have to learn to listen to God to make decisions that we can struggle with and that no one else can help us make. So when we obtain how to hear from God, he can lead God and direct us and help us along the way on this journey. God doesn't force us to choose his will, but he will do everything he can to encourage us to say yes to his ways. And the Bible teaches us that God has a plan for all that put their faith in Jesus Christ as the Lord of their lives. So he has a plan for our lives that will lead us to a place of peace if we can trust him, if we can learn to lean and depend on him, to hear his voice, to lead and guide us. And so here I'm going to speak about some things of how we can hear God's voice that I know that have instructed and led me and guided me throughout the years of my life. And you know, I'm still learning how to continue to just making sure that I'm in tune with God's voice and that it's not my own thoughts or, you know, other thoughts of outside voices. So God talks to us daily, as I mentioned, but hearing from God is very vital for us to enjoy his eternal plan that he has for us. So when we learn to listen to God and for our decisions that no one else can make from us, we have to know that we can expect for him to speak to each of us. He is our guide. He's our teacher of truth. He's our counselor. He's our helper. He's all of those things. But we have to, you know, be intentional about gaining that relationship in order to hear his voice. And so the book of John offers a study of how God promised to intimately guide us. But in chapter 6, verse 45, abbreviated, but I'm going to encourage you to read it on your own. Everyone who has listened and has learned from the Father comes to me. So it's telling us to come to the Father so that we can listen and learn from him on how to do things and navigate through life. God knew that we would need help understanding his plan that he had for each of us individually. So he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of every Christian. So his purpose and plan is to guide us and to be that teacher of truth and that counselor and that help to help us throughout our lives, because he promises never to leave us nor forsake us, because we can live those abundant lives if we learn to listen to him to lead and guide us. And we have to expect to hear from him, because when you expect to hear from him through Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, God wants to speak to us on a one-on-one basis every day, not sometimes, but every day, throughout the day, all day, if he's willing. God knows the number of hairs that's on our head, according to Matthew 10:30. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He cares about the desires of our heart. He placed them there, and he wants to reveal the truth so that it can set us free from any worry, any fear, any thoughts that we have that is not of him. So he wants to set us free from those things. His plan is to share that intimate relationship with us. And he has that in mind before any of us was born. So hearing his voice throughout my day is very uplifting and confirming. It has been become a very natural way of life for me. So when you experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has promised to send to us, it's like no other, because I can pray to him. He said to come to me even for what you will wear the next day. So I go to God for any and everything. If I'm attending an event, if I'm showing up for church, wherever I'm going or whatever I'm doing, if I don't know, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. And he has not let me down ever. And according to Luke 11:13, it says the Father will give the gift of his Spirit to all that ask him. So you have to ask him to give you the gift of the Spirit in order to hear him, in order to do the things that he instructs you to do in obedience. The Holy Spirit will help us understand his word, the Bible. So we need to know how to apply that wisdom to our lives. Each of us can hear and have the gift to hear from God and be led by the Holy Spirit daily. But we have to understand that we have to ask him, as it's mentioned in his word, and because God want to offer a lifetime partnership to us. He wants to partner with us throughout our lives, not just sometime or when we're in trouble, but all of the time. He want to offer that partnership because no matter what, God, it says in Psalms that God want to guide us even unto death. And so with that, we have to know that that's a wonderful thing, to allow God to lead and guide us and throughout this journey of our lives into the next, because he already know what's going to take place. He already know what's ahead, because, you know, I think about this sometime when my husband and I, we travel or go on vacation, we sometime go with a guide, or sometimes we say, okay, well, let's just go and, you know, venture off by ourselves. So, you know, times that when we decide to venture off by ourselves, we become more frustrated. We don't really know where to go. We don't, it's a new city or a new space or country that we're in. And so, however, we find ourselves more, frustrated. And then it's like, oh, well, you know, that was short lived. It was a waste of time. But, you know, when we spend time with a God, he guide us and tell us and direct us and showing us, you know, what it is that we need to see or learn about. And so when you have a God, it's much easier because he know what he's talking about, he or she talking about. So if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us instead of, you know, trying to navigate this thing called life on our own, he can speak to us and lead and guide us in the direction in which he wants us to go. So we know that sometimes we can allow ourselves, when we do it ourselves, we can find ourselves just wondering or just trying to find out how to or figure out how to do things. But you have to realize that, you know, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, and we have to hear him. We need the Holy Spirit Spirit to guide us through every day of our moment here on earth, because God is committed to guiding us even until we leave here, or when he calls us home. So it's very important to learn how to hear what he is telling us, because one of the benefits of hearing from God is that he prepares us. He prepares us for what's ahead. He prepares us for in the moment. He prepares us for how we need to navigate through that. And the Holy Spirit gives the message to us, even though it's given by the Holy Father in heaven. He gives us the message that he wants us to know and to hear. So he can announce things and declare things unto us, you know, that will happen or that will take place, because John 16:3 tells us that. So we have to know that as many things throughout the Bible that God gave people information about their future, because it's no way, let's take Noah for instance, it's no way that Noah would know how to knew to prepare for the flood. The Holy Spirit had to tell him to prepare for the flood, because the flood was going to destroy the people of the earth. And so you can find that in Genesis 6. But however, the Holy Spirit led Noah to prepare for the flood that was to come. Even with Moses, he was told to go to Pharaoh and ask to release the Israelites. And so he was told to do that because Pharaoh would not let them go on his own. So God is not just telling us that everything will happen in the future, but he also tells us in his word that, you know, of the things that will come, that he will give us insight on when those things, or to prepare ourselves, or how to prepare ourselves, how to navigate through it. But we have to establish that relationship, hearing from him and hearing from the Lord, our God, with the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Because I know there's sometimes when we can sense that the Spirit, is trying to tell us something, or something challenging, or something is about to take place or transpire. You know, sometime I just, you know, in my spirit, I, you know how you say, I just can't put my finger on it. It's just something that's not settling right with me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God gives us that information ahead of time because he wants us to prepare for it, because we have to listen to him. We have to obtain that relationship with him for him to lead and guide us, in order for us to know what to take place and how to handle it, how to navigate through it, how to prepare ourselves. And so I remember times when God informed me of things that was coming, whether it was a dream, whether it was by a word, whether it was by something in his word, or through my prayer, by sitting after praying or listening to the Holy Spirit. Because, you know, it's times that when you know that things are coming about and you feel strongly about it, and, you know, you might address it or address the person and they say everything is fine, but something come, you know, it's just nothing like being prepared. Not saying that he will not prepare us, because the Holy Spirit will prepare us for things that's coming. And, you know, according to 1 Corinthians 2:5, it teaches us not to put our faith in men. We have to know that we have to put our faith in our Heavenly Father, and he has the power above all things, because we have to know that no one discerns the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, because the Holy Spirit knows and he counsel with God. And it's necessary for us to know how to hear what he wants to say to us. So the Holy Spirit help us realize and comprehend those things and those gifts, because if we have those gifts and that divine favor and those blessings that God bestow upon us by allowing us to hear the Holy Spirit and from God, he will give us the wisdom and the knowledge in order to do the things that we need to do. Because the Holy Spirit knows both, you know, the mind of God and God's plan that he have for you and I, because he has this map, this roadmap, and everything all planned out that is not necessarily like no one else. Everybody individually individual roadmap is for them specifically. He has everybody's life and purpose planned out, whether it's a purpose for a season or during duration, but he has it mapped out. But we have to learn to be listening and be obedient unto God in order to know how to navigate and walk through that. So, you know, when it doesn't work, you know, we try to pattern our lives at the other people, because that's not for us. That's not our blueprint. That's not our map, you know. But you have to know that you can hear from God just as well as the other person has heard from God. God has a unique plan for each of us. The Holy Spirit knows what it is and when it needs to be revealed to you and I. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us, and God himself will shepherd us in the direction and where we need to go, because we know that God tells us the way to go, but we have to, you know, make the move in faith and begin walking in the direction and where God is telling us. I'm reminded of the movie, The Book of Eli. With Denzel Washington, he was blind, but he went through all of these different scenarios of things, but he was blind, but God led him and guided him. But he said that he operated through faith. When the young lady asked him, you know, how do you know which direction to go? He said, faith is leading him. And so we have to know in faith that God will lead and guide us, but we have to know that we have to listen to the Holy Spirit and gain that relationship in order to hear from him. And so when we hear from him, he speaks to each of us differently, how he know that he will reach us. And, you know, he desire to teach us to trust and depend on him, but we have to do that in faith, because with that, it comes anointing from our Lord and Savior. We can receive that anointing. And so, you know, we as believers can learn that God want to talk directly to us on a daily basis, and that we can confidently walk in the fullness of the plan that he have for our lives. Because I know that early on in my faith and in my faith walk, and, you know, knowing how to hear from the Holy Spirit, I never knew that I could hear from the Holy Spirit, but I just knew that I can pray. But when I gained that relationship and began to hear him, things begin to shift. I begin to see things differently, begin to move differently. I never knew that I can hear God's voice, and knowing that it was possible, but that wasn't until I gained the relationship with him and began to understand that I can ask him for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and for him to lead and guide me. And he began to speak to me, and I began to hear my Father's voice and not a voice of a stranger. Because, you know, we can be deceived sometimes, whether it's a voice of a stranger, meaning, you know, thinking that we hear from God, but we have to have that discernment and knowing that it is God and God himself that we have to be obedient for and to. And so the Bible is full of promises for us as we walk with God. And when we are directed, it says the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord, but it established by the Lord, and he delights his way. And so, you know, it's times that this isn't Psalms 37, but he will support us. He will uphold us according to the scripture. So God tell us the way that we should go. And then he will have us to do the very thing that we have to be obedient. We have to move in obedience by walking and trusting in him. When we walk with God, you know, different things take place, but we have to take one step at a time out of obedience in him, and knowing that, you know, he gives us the blueprint that we need for our lives by helping us make decisions, giving us the discernment, allowing us to order our steps. He order our steps, because God does, you know, he operates in his way. He leads us one step at a time. And by faith, we can step to and through what God has shown us if we allow him to lead us by listening and hearing him. And, you know, although we may make, you know, pit stop stumble, we may fall, or we may be disobedient, but he is always there to help us. He continues to give us strength and grace, and knowing that every time that we're faced with a fork in the road, that God can lead and guide us. So we need to know that no matter what, we can hear from God and apply that to our lives as we are navigating through this journey of, you know, having the faith and knowing that we can trust and lean and depend on him. We have to learn that we can talk to him every day. We have to learn that we can listen to him with the ability to develop these things in order to know, to hear the distinguishment of his voice and how he speaks to each of us individually. We have to keep listening to him, because no matter what, he is there for us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. And so I just want to mention a few things that we can apply to our daily lives by, you know, by us communicating daily with God, allowing him to guide us and to give us, you know, those ways and how he wants to direct us and how he speak to us daily. So we have to have that daily prayer and conversation with him. We have to set aside a dedicated time each day for prayer and conversation with God. This is the time where we share our thoughts and our feelings and our concerns with him. And then we have, when I say, you know, that daily prayer and that conversation, but we have to be patient, because in Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, because he hears us. But we have to take that time to share our thoughts and our feelings and our concern with him. And he will definitely do that by us spending that time in daily prayer and conversation. And we have to have that active listening in silence, as I mentioned before, on the podcast, that, you know, although we make our requests be made known, we have to sit in silence and hear from him. Because sometimes, you know, we may pray and we, you know, immediately get up, but have you just sat in stillness after your prayer? So after your prayer, sit in silence and listen with an open heart and mind, and be patient and receptive to any thoughts or feelings that may arise. Because in Psalms 46:10, it say, be still and know that I am God. So we have to be still at times, because we know that he is God, but not according to what I'm saying, but according to scripture. Be still and know that I am God. He is saying, I am God. So be still. I already know about it. Be still and have the patience. Actively listen and sit still in knowing him. And then, you know, apply the scriptures daily to your lives, because scriptures can give us wisdom, guidance, inspiration, all these things. Because in scripture, all scripture is God breathed, and it's, you know, it can be used for our teaching, our correction, and our guidance in the things that we go through. Because according to 2 Timothy in chapter 3 verse 16, it say all scripture is God led and directed and breathed. So we have to know that, read his word. I always want to incorporate and apply how we can journal and reflect on things, because for me, you know, reflecting and writing things down and seeing or having those thoughts on paper, you know, I know that I can hear God, but when I write them on paper, I can go back and refer to it, and things that he have laid on my heart, things that he has spoken to my heart, to me and through me. But I keep a spiritual journal to record my thoughts, my prayers, and any things or that the Holy Spirit may give me during my quiet times. And then I reflect on those writings for a deeper understanding. So journal and reflect, because Psalms 102:18 says, write down for the coming generation what the Lord has done, so that the people not born yet will praise him, so that they will know. And so those things, I thought about it, you know, years ago, the things that I'm writing down, not only with my children, but my children's children and my children's children can see what he said, has said, and the things that have come to pass. And so we have to know another thing on how we hear from God, you know, by our expectancy and our faith. We have to cultivate an expectation that God can communicate to us in various ways. As I mentioned earlier, whether it's through a sermon, through a message, through seeing messages numerous times, through a scripture, through a word, through a person, but he communicates to us in various ways. And we have to have faith that he is present and willing to lead us and guide us, because we all know without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, Hebrews 11:6. And so we have to know that we have to pay attention to those things. We have to pay attention to those signs and confirmations. That's another thing. Pay attention to those signs and those coincidences and those things in our lives that may be interrupted as messages from God, and seek confirmation through prayer and discernment. Because we have, according to Isaiah 70:11, it says, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or the highest heights. So when you ask God for that confirmation, or you seeking him to interpret those messages that's given to you, he will do it. Because it's many times he give me something and I ask for a confirmation, or for him to, you know, let me know that it is him and come from him. And he does it each and every time. You have to have that line of communication. You have to have that relationship to where you know that you hear from God. And the other thing is just to have that inner peace and that alignment. You know, we have to strive for that inner peace and alignment with those faith values. God's guidance often come clearer when we are living in accordance to his belief and our beliefs in him. Because Isaiah 32:17 says, the fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. Oh, that's good. Isaiah 32:17. So we have to strive for that inner peace and alignment that goes with our values and our faith. And we have to know that the last thing I want to mention, that in trust and patience, that when we have trust that God's timing and his ways are perfect, even when we don't understand them or hear them immediately, we have to be patient and persistent in our pursuit. Because Jeremiah 17:7 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. So we have to have that confidence. We have to have that trust and patience in God's timing. Yes, is it difficult? Yes, do we get frustrated? But in his timing, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. But we have to know that hearing from God is a deep personal experience that each of us experience. And so we have to know how God communicates to us individually. We have to learn how to hear from God. It's essential to maintain that so that he can guide us, and so we can discern what messages that we receive while we continue on with faith. Because we have to know that in this today's society, of the ways of the world and how man, you know, will try to lead us in one direction, but if that's not what your spirit is feeling, or that is not what you're led to do, you have to know how to hear from God and have that discernment on how you need to move and what you need to do. And I always think of that back in the pandemic when it first started, you know, things that was transitioning and taking place, you know, it was different. My husband and I in our household, I'm going to say we wasn't afraid, but it was just different. It was the unknown. But everything we did, we prayed about and allowed God to instruct us on how to move. And we moved accordingly to what he instructed us. And we prayed separately. But when we would come together, my husband and I, we will get the same answers. And so in order to hear from God and to hear from him, and we both receive the same answers and the same guidance and direction, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that was leading and guiding us. So that's just one instance of how we have to remain in him, because how the things of the world can have us distracted or get us off course or trying to convert to the things of the world, and we're not supposed to do that. And so I encourage you to pray and ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, how to hear from him, how to connect to him and hear his voice, how that you will receive those things from him, and how you can believe in faith and knowing how you need to move to in order to hear him. So that's it for today's episode. If you have any questions again or would like to share your own journey, please reach out to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or any of the social media channels, Aday's Journey Podcast. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care and many blessings. I want to hear from you and your thoughts on the episode. Don't forget to leave that review on Apple Podcasts so that we can get the word out to others as well. Healing day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings to you. And don't forget that God is greater than grief and it equals healing. Many blessings. Have you purchased your Heal Out Loud Grief Journal? Well, this journal can be the perfect gift and the perfect guide for it to navigate you through your emotions. Your journal will help you speak your truth without judgment, entangle confusing thoughts, honor your loved one, and explore your continuing journey in the life after loss. So, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is here for you. It has a mood tracking feature that allows you to document your emotions and your energy levels in the moment, help you gain valuable insights into your healing process. So this 160-page grief journal is filled with writing prompts, inspiring quotes, comforting prayers, and uplifting scriptures to provide a solace and encouragement along the way of your journey. So if you haven't purchased, go to Amazon.com, search Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, and after you purchase, please leave a review on Amazon and share your thoughts on how the journal is beneficial to your healing. Let's heal day by day with the daily prompts, scriptures, and prayers, and let's embrace the power of healing out loud. Remember that God is greater than grief and it equals healing.